This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Sam Fields told us about the rising cost of owning a car these days. For drivers of electric vehicles and those who would like to buy one, there's another challenge: where to charge them and how long it's going to take. The Biden administration laid out guidelines today for how states should spend $5 billion in new infrastructure funding to amp up the country's EV charging network. The focus is on interstate highways. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
For EVs to really catch on in America, says UC Berkeley's Ethan Elkind, they've got to be able to handle a good old American road trip.
This is a big psychological hurdle for a lot of people when they think about getting a vehicle. They think about all the potential needs of getting a vehicle, and the road trip looms large.
The new guidelines call for fast chargers to be installed about every 50 miles along the most traveled interstates in the country.
Fast chargers are really key because they start to approximate how quickly you can fill up a gas car at the gas station.
The promise of being able to recharge in about half an hour, pretty much anywhere, could soothe the range anxiety consumers cite as a top concern with electric vehicles. But most days, Americans aren't driving anything close to the 200-mile range of the average EV, says Jessica Trancic at MIT.
We're not traveling for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day in our vehicles on most days. We're using our vehicle much less of the time, and we're stopping for more of the time.
The places where we stop the longest, like home and work, generally make the best places to recharge. Sam Houston is with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Just plug in conveniently when your car's parked anyway. You just get used to the rhythm, the routine, and then you don't have to make extra stops like you would to fill a gasoline vehicle.
She says building out a better network of chargers in neighborhoods is also needed for widespread EV adoption, particularly for apartment dwellers who can't always install their own electric hookups. The infrastructure package includes $2.5 billion to help local governments make those investments. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.